At the back of the right nave of the church, there hangs a chandelier in the shape of a stag's head. The antlers are real, and this unusual chandelier dates back to the 16th century. According to legend, a deer fleeing a hunt, and the hunters ran into the church and collapsed in front of the altar. The townspeople of Old Alston found the event so extraordinary that they decided to incorporate the antlers into a chandelier. On the wall beneath the chandelier hangs a plaque depicting a city in flames. This refers to the winter of the year 1945, when the Red Army entered Olsztyn, which at the time was the German city of Allenstein. Soldiers raped women, stole whatever they could, and finally set fire to the city. Only the churches survived the destruction. According to local legend, the parish priest at the time, Father Jan Hanowski, managed to obtain a written order from the Soviet military commander stating that churches were not to be burned. Father Hanowski never spoke of this after the war, but the instruction, written in Russian on a small piece of paper, has survived. It bears an illegible signature and the words, "Do not burn churches." In the main nave at the fourth pillar from the presbytery, on the left side, there is a painting of the Virgin Mary. Notice that she is not holding the child Jesus. This is Our Lady of the Gate of Dawn. The painting is set in the frame of an old altar that was founded by Bishop Łukasz Watzenrode, the uncle of Nicholas Copernicus. This painting is an expression of longing by people from the Vilnius region who, after the year 1945, were resettled in places such as Warmia. Many of these people, known as Vilniuks, could not imagine life without the image of Mary from the Gate of Dawn. That is why one of them, the painter Ludomir Slenginski, who had to leave his beloved Vilnius, painted a copy of Our Lady of the Gate of Dawn. In the left nave, at the back of the church, there is also an unusual chandelier. Like the one with the deer antlers, it dates back to the 16th century. If you look closely, you will easily notice that the figure of the Virgin Mary is sculpted on both sides, as if two figures were touching back to back. This unusual design was intended to prevent the faithful from seeing the back of Mary's body. Along the wall on the left side of this nave stand richly decorated benches with tall backrests. These are cannon stalls, benches where the cannons once sat. They come from Braniewo, from a now non-existent Franciscan church that was demolished in the year 1809. The back part of these benches is medieval. Certainly, there were more of these stalls originally, but they have not survived.